नित्यं भगवत सेवया
नित्यं भगवत सेवया
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भगवते उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर टेन डिपार्चर ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा फॉर द्वारका. कृष्णा इज गोइंग टू द्वारका. टेक्स्ट वन. शौनकवाच हत्वा स्वरिक्ता स्विदा ततायिनो युधिष्ठिरो धर्मभृतं वरिष्ठः सहानुजाय प्रत्यावरुद्ध भोजन कथं प्रवृत्ता किं अकरसिद्धतः. Shaunaka Muni asked, after killing his enemies who desired to usurp his rightful inheritance, how did the greatest of all religious men, Maharaj Yudhishthir, assisted by his brothers, rule his subjects? Surely he could not freely enjoy his kingdom with unrestricted consciousness. So this chapter describes how Krishna, he puts the Pandavas in charge of the kingdom, particularly Yudhishthira Maharaj will be the king, and then he goes to Dwaraka. Okay. So the Maharaj Yudhishthira, proper rights, was the greatest of all men of religion. Thus he was not at all inclined to fight with his cousins. Religious persons usually don't like to fight. Otherwise, most ordinary people will fight for no reason also. And particularly Prabhupada said he was not inclined to fight to enjoy the kingdom also. But he fought because that was the right thing to do. Okay, so therefore he fought. And he fought under the guidance of Krishna. And he wasn't able to enjoy because he had to kill his own cousins. So he wasn't really happy about the whole thing. But nonetheless, he ruled it. So that's also why Shaunaka Rishi wanted to find out, to see whether he really enjoyed or was he happy. Of course, Suta Goswami explains next. Suta Vacha Vansham Kuru Vamshadavagni Nitam Samrohayitva Bhava Bhavano Hari Niveshayitva Nijarajya Ishvaro Yudhishthiram Prita Manabhabhubaha. Suta Goswami said, Lord Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the maintainer of the world, became pleased after re-establishing Maharaj Yudhishthira in his own kingdom and after restoring the Kuru dynasty, which had been exhausted by the bamboo fire of anger. Okay. So Prabhupada explains how fire comes or takes place in forest, particularly bamboo forest. Two bamboos just keep rubbing and then the fire will come. And fire sometimes will come even though we don't want it, it'll just come. So similarly Prabhupada says even war will come even if the Lord has nothing to do with them also. In this particular instance, he wanted to maintain the dharma, so the Lord came to make sure everything was set in order. And Prabhupada also says that the Lord is only interested in the jivas to get back to him, not go through all these difficult things and suffer the threefold material pangs. Nonetheless, we have to understand the creation is set up so that we feel unhappy here. So we have to go back. So Prabhupada ends the paragraph saying the battle of Kurukshetra was fought according to the plan of the Lord. So the Lord planned it that way. Because there were so many undesirable persons and he wanted them to be killed. So then the kingdom that he establishes will be peaceful. The Lord was therefore fully satisfied when King Yudhishthira was on the throne and the seedling of the dynasty of Kuru in the person of Maharaj Parikshit was saved. Okay, text 3. Vishamya Bhishmaktam Atachuktam Pravritta Vignana Viduta Vibrama Sashasagam Indra Ivajitashraya Varidyupantam Manujanu Vartita. Maharaj Yudhishthira, after being enlightened by what was spoken by Bhishma Dev and Lord Sri Krishna, the infallible, engaged himself in matters of perfect knowledge because all his misgivings were eradicated. Thus he ruled over the earth and seas and was followed by his younger brothers. So after listening to the words of Bhishma and Krishna, Maharaj Yudhishthira gained knowledge and his ignorance was cleared. Then he started to rule the earth. Right, so Maharaj Yudhishthira is free of false ego, and he understands that the world cannot be independent. It has to depend on Krishna. So therefore he set up the ruling as such. So the whole world, he ensured that they were all religious, together with his family members, Pandavas, he ruled the earth as such. Now, Prabhupada talks in the second paragraph how in the modern state, the head of the country is actually a puppet. He has no real valuable input to the country. He just does what the party says or whatever. And because of that, they cannot do any good for the nation. And so most of the people are unhappy and they fight with each other. Okay. And Srila Prabhupada writes, it is instructed in the Shastras that one should follow the great authority and the infallible Lord. So you find mostly nowadays people don't follow any authority and they don't even believe in God. And if they do, they have some motives also. Whereas Srila Prabhupada explains that to be an ideal king, one should practice devotional service so that they will not have any personal motive, nor will they create their own system of thinking or ideologies or polity. So that's the reason Srila Prabhupada writes this sentence there. So because Maharaj Yudhishthira had an authority, his authority was Krishna and he believed in the scripture, he had something to look forward to and look up to, and he followed accordingly. And so he was possible for him to rule the whole world. Because people in those days accepted also an authority and the scripture. So regardless of where they were, throughout the whole world, they believed in that authority of Maharaj Yudhishthira. And therefore he was able to rule the world. Nowadays you can't, because they don't care. He's over there, he's not going to bother. But because they had no conception of what the goal of life, so many problems like that. Unless we have such scriptural authority, we cannot follow any authority. We see that everyone is fallible. They're going to make mistakes, so therefore people don't follow. So Prabhupada's point is, if they follow Krishna, Krishna is infallible. So his teachings are infallible. So therefore, if someone follows that Krishna, the supreme authority, and guides the people in general, then everything will be also infallible. So that was the reason why nowadays people don't follow anyone. Okay. When Prabhupada ends, the conception of a world state can take shape only under the regime of a perfect king like Maharaj Yudhisthira. The world was happy in those days because there were kings like Maharaj Yudhisthira to rule over the world. And that means the world nowadays is not so happy. Text 4. Kamam vavarsha parjanya sarva kama dugamahi sisuchu sma vrajan gavaha payoso dashvatir muda. During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk. So this is a description of how things were during his reign. That means people were very happy. So during Maharaj Yudhisthira times, everything was centered around the land and cows, agricultural. Okay. And we don't need more than all these things. Food grains, that means you tend the land, you get food, you get rice, you get wheat, and then you need milk, and then wood. Everything is natural, nothing to worry about, and you build your house and live peacefully. You don't have to fight with anything. So Srila Prabhupada says, this is all you need, and therefore you don't need any of these industries. You don't need the machinery, all these iron tools. You don't need flesh, you don't need fish. Basically, he says you don't need unnecessary things. You may need one or two things, to, like a hammer or something like that, axe and so on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's saying you don't need unnecessary tools that we use nowadays. So there were regulated rainfalls. Everywhere rain was falling properly. Not that it rains on the wrong time, and then when the crops are ready, it doesn't rain. You know, nowadays, that's what you see. And there was enough grains, so people were eating well, and the animals were also happy. So in this case, the cows were so happy that they were always full of milk. And so, and that milk overflowed in the ground, and then it produced better grains and so on. So his system of ruling is a superior system than what we find nowadays. When Maharaj Yudhisthira ruled the country, people were happy, animals were happy, nobody was fighting. Nowadays, there's so many countries are trying to actually not give peace for the people or animal. They're not. Their goal is not that. Most of the leaders nowadays, they are only doing it for their own welfare. As long as they are happy, they think, I don't care about the other people. So that's why there's so much chaos, because it's based on greed. And they want so much, and they cannot even use those things. You see the CEOs all earning 100 million, 200 million, 400 million, all meaningless amount. And what is the purpose behind it? You know, they feel they can buy extra this. But maybe they may feel some satisfaction, but then what's happening around the world? People are starving. Nobody is able to get what they want. So it's all artificial, Prabhupada says. You know, this is not how society should grow. Everyone should feel happy. And nowadays people don't have that kind of conception. So it's very difficult to progress in society. Text 5. Nadya samudra giraya savanaspati viruddha halanti oshadaya sarvaha kamam anuvritu tasya vai. The rivers, oceans, hills, mountains, forests, creepers, and active drugs in every season paid their tax quota to the king in profusion. Prabhupada writes that because Maharaj Yudhisthira is devotional, and he actually
they are paying the taxes,
and they are actually, and he is actually worshipping Krishna, everything is automatically favorable for him. So, he says because they are happy with him, in a sense the river, oceans, hills, forests are giving in abundance. So, it is like a tax. So, they are willing to give more, which means all these natural things can increase if we follow Krishna's teachings automatically. Even jewelry, oil, everything can be in abundance if we only worship Krishna. But if you don't, then everything gets to be a contention, because you are trying to enjoy independent of Krishna. So, how can you be happy? So, that is what it is. The secret to success, Prabhupada says, is to take refuge under the protection of the Supreme Lord. Most people don't know this and they don't want to know this, right?
So, I don't know if people really, in our preaching we mentioned that, but India was the most materially rich sort of...
When they were spiritually inclined, yes.
Not just spiritually rich, obviously, but even material.
When they were spiritually inclined, then they had material opulence. Yeah. So, all kinds of jewelry, so many opulence which the British and the Moguls took away.
Right.
Where did they all come from? Because they were worshippers of Krishna. So, everything was naturally accumulating.
And that was known to the rest of the world also, that's why this guy Columbus, he went to search for India?
Not necessarily in that. No. When Columbus went, he was looking for spice. Wasn't really interested in all that. By that time, most people forgot.
That is already too late.
Yeah, after Krishna leaves, the whole Kali Yuga progresses, less and less people were interested. Yeah. And so, when up to the time of a few kings after Parikshit Maharaj, the whole world was stable. Then, as the king's powers got less, as they were less Krishna conscious, they didn't influence the whole world. So, people forgot. And so, many people just moved away from those places, or they came closer and closer, and then those who didn't move, they stayed back, they practiced their own thing, became like barbarians and so on. So, that's what you find nowadays. And so, the loss of culture is there.
I think even in 1600, I think 1600 or 1700, before Britishers, the Queen sent one, the governor or somebody to India. To check out the Indian society, everything. So that governor, he wrote a letter back, or he visited India, so he travelled across India. And he wrote back a letter to the Queen saying, I don't see any thieves, I don't see poverty, nothing I don't see because of the culture. So the only way we can occupy India is to break their culture. We cannot do anything else, we cannot occupy them. Only through breaking their culture we can occupy. So that's the time they started implementing the English language in India. So that way they kind of Sanskrit everything got
Yeah.
Macaulay
wrote that letter.
It is meant to happen, so it happened. But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take up the process seriously. We can still change the world by practicing nicely. Right? So, Prabhupada gives a lot lengthy discussion on how things can be productive. So, it's very nice to know that, so that we can also explain to people how we can also have a perfect or peaceful society if we follow. We can discuss this thing with most people. Alright, text 6.
Nadayo vyadaya klesha daiva bhutatma hetavaha ajata satrava bhavan jantuna rajnikarhichi.
Because of the kings having no enemy, the living beings were not at any time disturbed by mental agonies, diseases or excessive heat or cold. So we find we get all this nowadays. Because the leaders are not doing their jobs properly. And the leaders don't want to take responsibility also. If you tell them and then you read our books, they get angry and they'll ban the books. They'll say this is, teaching bad things to people, extremism and so on. Because look what Prabhupada writes in the first line. To be non-violent to human beings and to be a killer or enemy of the poor animals is Satan's philosophy. How, so ordinary people or even present leaders cannot accept this kind of statement. Yeah. It's too much. They think we are extremists, you know.
Yeah.
But we are not. We're just stating a fact. But of course, from simple facts, people can become extreme also. Yeah, that's one reason why, you know, we are denied access in many parts of the world also.
Yeah. So people can overtake this, this is extremist.
Yeah. They say this guy is proposing, you know, hatred towards modern society and things like that.
But diseases and all is because of karma, right?
Yeah, but if the king rules properly, the people will follow, right? And then if they follow nicely, then he can hold the reactions. He purifies, you know, Varnashram system, purifying, bring them to goodness so they won't suffer so much. So there won't be much excessive heat like now. So much heat problem in the south of this country. And cold. Suddenly the weather changes to cold. There's no nice weather in between at all. And then so many people have mental problems. Right? And so many people go and see psychiatrists, right? I'm sure in Starbucks they have psychiatrists, psychologists.
Too many.
Too many. Microsoft also, right? You don't know. So it's like that. You'll find these are things going on nowadays. No? So many people. Then Prabhupada writes, there's a proverb in Bengali that a bad king spoils the kingdom and a bad wife, housewife, spoils the family. The truth is applicable here also. The king, because the king was pious and obedient to Lord and the sages, because he was no one's enemy, and because he was a recognized agent of the Lord, and therefore protected by him, all the citizens under the king's protection were, so to speak, directly protected by the Lord and his authorized agent. So he got the benefit. And so the people get the benefit. Okay. So there's a full cooperation, Prabhupada says, between man and God, and so man and nature. Text 7. Ushitva hastina pure masam katipayan hari suridam cha vishokaya swasuscha priyakam nyaya. Sri Hari, Hari Shri, Sri Hari, Lord Sri Krishna, resided at Hastinapura for a few months to pacify his relatives and please his own sister Subhadra. Okay. So these are some reasons why Krishna stayed longer. When he wanted to go, Yudhishthira wanted him, so he wanted to enthrone him. He wanted to please his sister who was also staying there. So that's how, and he wanted to make sure Parikshit Maharaj also was protected. Text 8. Atmantriya chabiyanu jnataha parishvajya vivadyatam aruroharatam kaschit parishvakto vivaditaha. Afterwards, when the Lord asked permission to depart and the king gave it, the Lord offered his respects to Maharaj Yudhishthira by bowing down at his feet, and the king embraced him. After this, the Lord, being embraced by others and receiving the obeisances, got into his chariot. So now he's preparing to leave again. So, text 9 and 10. Subhadra Draupadi Kunti Virata Tanayatata Dandari Dhritarashtrascha Yuyutsu Gautamo Yamau Vrikodarascha Domyascha Sriyo Matsya Sutadaya Nasehere Vimoyanto Viraham Saranga Danvaha Tanvanaha. Translation: at that time, Subhadra, Draupadi, Kunti, Uttara, Gandhari, Dhritarashtra, Yujutsu, Kripacharya, Nakula, Sahadeva, Bhima, Shena, Daumya and Satyavati all nearly fainted because it was impossible for them to bear separation from Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada says Lord Sri Krishna is so attractive for the living beings, especially for the devotees, that it is impossible for them to tolerate separation. The conditioned soul, under the spell of illusory energy, forgets the Lord, otherwise he cannot. The feelings of such separation cannot be described, but it can simply be imagined by devotees only. Okay? So you can understand how it was for the cowherd boys also, and the cowherd damsels, how difficult it was for them. And even when they met him, they were not so happy with him. Texts 11 and 12. Satsangan mukta dhu sango hatum not sahate buddha krityamanam yasho yasya sakrit akarnya rochanam tasmin yasta diapartaha sahiran viraham katam lashana smarsha samplapa sayanasana bojanai. The intelligent who have understood the Supreme Lord in association with pure devotees and have become freed from bad materialistic association can never avoid hearing the glories of the Lord even though they have heard them only once. How then could the Pandavas tolerate his separation? For they had been intimately associated with his person, seeing him face to face, touching him, conversing with him, and sleeping, sitting and dining with him. So these are very real points, you know. Because once you understand the Lord, then you want to hear about the Lord. So what to speak of someone who's lived with him? Lived with him, ate with him, talked with him, touched him. So how can they all just let him go like that? So it is not possible. Once the attraction begins for Krishna, it goes on progressively, increasing without stoppage, like fire. Prabhupada says, like fire in gunpowder. Just put in, it just goes, right? Doom. So it's like that. Once the attraction for Krishna hits, it just keeps on increasing. So Prabhupada says, it is said that Hari, the Person of Godhead, is so transcendentally attractive that even those who are self-satisfied by self-realization and are factually liberated from all material bondage also become devotees of the Lord. Okay, so we can understand now why they couldn't let him go. He's so attractive to them.
After that, did they go and see Krishna at Mkhan?
I am not sure. I have not come across any that they... I'm sure before he left, some of them may have visited him.
But by the time he leaves, right?
By the time he goes to see Krishna, Krishna already left. Yeah. But we have to find out how old he was at the Battle of Kurukshetra. And then how long more he stayed back. Because I believe he was about 95 years old. At the Battle of...
He left at... The Battle of Kurukshetra, 95.
I believe so. I could be wrong, but I think it was 95.
So it was still 25 years.
30.
30 years. So they would have visited him.
Possible. Maybe when you go into his pastime, you'll know. Sarvate nimishayat akshayas tammanu druta chetasaha vikshanta sneha sambaddha vichulus tatra tatraha. All their hearts were melting for him on the pot of attraction. They looked at him without blinking their eyes and they moved hither and thither in perplexity. So they were stunned. This is like a symptom of ecstasy actually. And wherever he moved, they're just looking like that, and like, without blinking. So their hearts were already melted. They're filled with so much affection and attraction for him. So therefore, wherever he was going, they just went with him like that, looking at him. Prabhupada says the Srimad Bhagavatam trains a conditioned soul to this stage of perfection by submissive hearing from the pure devotee. So if we hear nicely what Srila Prabhupada has given us, we can come to this same position of being attracted to the Supreme Personality of God. Text 14. Nyarundan udgalad basmam udkantya devaki sute niryati agarano badram itisyad bandava sriya. The female relatives whose eyes were flooded with tears out of anxiety for Krishna, came out of the palace. They could stop their tears only with great difficulty. They feared that tears would cause misfortune at the time of departure. So they were just so attached to Krishna, they didn't want him to leave. They started crying and they felt, oh, I shouldn't cry because it's not auspicious. People feel that way. Even though they tried to stop, still the tears came down automatically. So they used their garments and then they tried to smear their tears like that. You know, it's normal. But that's how much affection they have for Krishna. Because all of this, some of them, they were not at the battlefield, but they have heard of Krishna. Simply by hearing of Krishna, his pastimes and so on, the affection increases automatically. So that's why they felt so much for Krishna. When they heard he was leaving, they came running. Prabhupada writes at the last sentence, our intimate relation with Krishna can be confidentially revived by our talking of, hearing of, or remembering him. It is so done due to spiritual potency. Yeah, so it's important to be together when we talk about Krishna or anything to do with Krishna. Okay? Not necessarily his pastime, but anything connected with Krishna will revive that. Okay, text 15. Text 15. Mridanga shanka beryascha veena panava gomukaha dunduri anaka gantadya nedur dundubayastata. While the Lord was departing the palace of Hastinapura, different types of drums like the mridanga, dola, nagra, dunduri and dundubi, and flutes like the gomukha and other instruments like veenas and beris all sounded together to show him honor. Okay. Some of this, I don't know, drums, dunduri and dundubi.
Yeah, you see these old.
Okay.
Ranaveri means the drum that you play just before going to fight.
Right. Text 16. Prasada Sikara Rudha Kurunaryo Didrikshaya Vavrishu Kushumai Krishnam Prema Vrida Smitekshanaha. Out of a loving desire to see the Lord, the royal ladies of the Kurus got up on top of the palace and smiling with affection and shyness, they showered flowers upon the Lord. Okay. Shyness, Prabhupada says, is a particular extra natural beauty of the fair sex, and it commands respect from the opposite sex. This custom was observed even during the days of the Mahabharata, that is more than 5,000 years ago. It is only the less intelligent persons, not well versed in the history of the world, who say that observance of separation of female from male is an introduction of the Mohammedan period in India. But it's not. So basically there was always separation, but it was restricted for the proper cultivation of qualities, good qualities. So the ladies were always protected, so when they saw someone of another, they showed shyness. And so Prabhupada writes, this shyness is a gift of nature to the fair sex, and it enhances their beauty and prestige, even if they are of less important family, or even if they are less attractive. So it is more beautiful than external appearance, this shyness. We have practical experience of this fact. He gives an example. The sweeper woman commanded the respect of many respectful gentlemen simply by manifesting her lady shyness. Half-naked ladies in the street do not command any respect, but a shy sweeper's wife commands respect from all. Okay, the reason for our existence is so that we can practice devotional service and go back to Godhead, not for any other nonsense. You know? So Prabhupada says that a human civilization is for free himself from the clutches of illusion. The material beauty of a woman is an illusion because actually the body is made of earth, water, fire, air and ether. But because there is the association of living spark with matter, it appears to be beautiful. No one is attracted to an earthen doll, even if it is most perfectly prepared to attract the attention of others. The dead body has no beauty because no one will accept the dead body of a so-called beautiful woman. Therefore, the conclusion is that the spirit spark is beautiful. And because of the soul's beauty, one is attracted by the beauty of the outward body. So nowadays people are crazy, they are going even worse. They are creating robots and so on to take the place of the man or woman. Basically for the same stupid nonsense they want to do. The Vedic wisdom therefore forbids us to be attracted by false beauty. And Prabhupada says, because we are now in the darkness of ignorance, the Vedic civilization allows very restricted mixing of women and men. Prabhupada then says, they say that the woman is considered to be fire and the man is considered to be the butter. The butter must melt in association with fire, and therefore they may be brought together only when it is necessary. And shyness is a check to the unrestricted mixing. It is nature's gift and it must be utilized. Yeah, so very nicely Prabhupada explains. We may not even be able to explain nicely.
Satu Maharaj, he once said, in America there is no difference between man and woman.
Yeah.
They're exactly the same. That's how they behave.
Yeah.
Loudly talking in office meetings and...
Well, that's what this society wants. What to do? They give up there and they fight, no? They compete, they want to run in the same competition, wrestling, everything they do. So it's crazy. And then they wonder why the same-sex marriage and all are coming up now, because they have forgotten what is opposites anymore. Sitata patram jagraha mukta dama vibhusitam ratnadandam gudakeshaha priya priyatamasyaha. At the time Arjuna, the great warrior and conqueror of sleep means Gudakesha, who is the intimate friend of the most beloved Supreme Lord, took up an umbrella which had a handle of jewels and was embroidered with lace and pearls. Okay. Basically, when a king is always given an umbrella, white umbrella, I believe. Okay. Things have changed now. Those days, they used the jewelries all for the right reasons. And for decoration also. Now this Prabhupada says, by so-called development of industrial enterprises, they are now using pots of gutta percha instead of metals like gold, silver, brass and copper. So they use plastic and stuff like that. They are using margarine instead of purified butter, and 1/4 of the city population has no shelter. Yeah. And they sell butter, right? And they say, and a margarine, and they say it tastes better than butter.
Marketing.
But it's not healthy. They put all kinds of things and chemicals, and they say it's better for you. It's sad. Text 18. Buddhava satya keschaiva vyajane paramadbhute vikiryamana kusumai reje madhupati pati. Uddhava and Satyaki began to fan the Lord with decorated fans, and the Lord, as the master of Madhu, seated on scattered flowers, commanded them along the road. There's some picture like that in one of the Krishna book where Krishna is walking, they are fanning him.
Yeah, Ramadan Prabhu actually used that in his presentation.
Yeah.
Is this the one?
There's another one also, yeah. Living, no? This book is living, no?
Oh,
there's also a rival for Dwaraka also. Yeah.
Yeah, they do chamaras here, not regular fans.
Yeah, it's just decorated fans. So. Yeah, they have chamaras in the other painting also. Yeah. Text 19. Asruyanta shisha satya satra tatra dvijeritaha nanurupanurupascha nirgunasya gunatmanaha. Here and there were heard the benedictions being paid to Krishna, which were neither befitting nor unbefitting because they were all for the Absolute, who was now playing the part of a human being. Blessings here, it says satya, no? Means satya, truth. They are truthful because Krishna is always in righteousness. Eh? He never deviates from that. And therefore the description fits him very nicely. And the nanu rupa nu rupa, no? Means it's appropriate and inappropriate. Because he is Supreme Lord, you don't have to bless him. But it's proper to do that because it's etiquette, you know. Yeah, because he has so unlimited power, so how can you say, be happy, be glorious? So those things are inappropriate, who's full of spiritual bliss. So to say be happy doesn't make sense from one point. But it is nice, it's sweet. In terms of relationship, it's fine, you can tell them, you know. For one who have everything, if you say some, you have, I hope you have this, doesn't make sense, but it is not the fact that you say that, it's the fact that your heart is trying to please them. That's what it is. Right, Hari? What? That's fine, don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah, you came all the way, why didn't you just listen? Instead of playing with the... Okay. Yep. Text 20. Anyonyam asit sanjalpa uttama shloka chetasam kauravendra purasrinam sarvasruti manoharaha. Absorbed in the thought of the transcendental qualities of the Lord, who is glorified in select poetry, the ladies on the roofs of all the houses of Hastinapura began to talk of him. This talk was more attractive than the hymns of the Vedas. Because it's done out of love and affection. So it's not based on how well you're chanting or whatever. When someone chants the hymns, they're not doing it out of love, generally. They're just chanting it because they want to chant the mantras.
Mostly they focus on the meter.
Yeah. Whereas here, it's based on love. So it supersedes no matter how well you can chant on the meter. So therefore, it's not accepted that way. Sarva Shruti Manohara. That means it's so attractive for the ears. Shruti is ears and mind is Mano. So, Manaha. So,
But Manohara is also Krishna.
Yeah, you can say Manohara is Krishna. So, Manohara. So, both are there. And it says that the words of these ladies are like the embodiment of Upanishads itself. And so the Shrutis themselves were happy with the conversation. So therefore Prabhupada writes here, anything sung in the praise of the Lord is Shruti Mantra. Right? The songs of Thakur Narottam Das, one of the acharyas in the Gauriya Sampradaya, composed in simple Bengali language. But Thakur Vishwanath Chakravarti, another very learned acharya of the same sampradaya, has approved the songs by Thakur Narottam Das to be as good as Vedic mantras. And this is so because of the subject matter. So that's why anything that includes Krishna in glorification is superior, is welcome, is better. So even though the ladies are not scholars in Sanskrit or anything, but because they spoke about Krishna, they were more attractive than the Vedic hymns.
Therefore, simply singing the song book is sufficient.
Yes. That's right.
That's what I was. Sometimes just. I don't do that. I was thinking.
Yeah, just. I told you a long time ago, right? Sit in front of the deities and sing from that song books. It's the same thing. Many.